This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I continue my conversation with Rich McDonald about the importance of long-term research and changes in the Gulf of Maine.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run the Natural History Center. It's a small family-operated business in Bar Harbor. We do nature and adventure tours, basically in Acadie National Park, down East Maine and beyond. And the beyond is literally from the Arctic to the Antarctic. My late mentor, Mike Peterson, I met him when I was probably about 21, 22, and he was my mentor for the next 20 years. And he was a brilliant birder. He would ask a question, then he would take decades to answer it. Like, you know, what birds are migrating through the Champlain Valley? He asked that question back in the 70s. And then he got his banding permit and set up a banding station. And then he ran that station for 30 years to see what birds are coming through. And he felt like it took that long to really get a handle on it just because things change. And, you know, as we know, especially in the natural world, you can't look at a snapshot of 1 year or 2 years. You've really got to start looking at longer term trends to see, you know, okay, this year there was a boreal chickadee there, but is that normal or is that just a fluke?
Yeah, no, it's, if I had to pick, how many years does it really take to know an area? I'd say 20 would be a solid guess, and 10 would be like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
And 10 you can figure out an area.
And then, of course, as we were saying a little bit ago, you spend those 20 years and things change. You know, some of those species that were never there suddenly show up. So now, do you need another 20 years?
Well, the questions change too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 40 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of talk of climate change.
Yeah.
And it's a big part of driving research now.
I remember when I was, you know, young scientist back in the late 80s, and we were talking about climate change, and it was not among scientists we were talking about it, but it was not in the national news. You know, in kind of some limited environmental circles, there was discussions of it, but I remember in the early days, we didn't know, is the climate going to warm or is it going to cool? And it slowly came around to the consensus that it's going to warm, but it wasn't, boy, it was another 20 years almost before we really started to say, oh, there's a serious problem here.
Yeah.
I even think about like when Natalie and I did our Gulf of Maine kayak expedition in 2002, where part of our mission of the expedition was to learn about issues facing coastal communities. And nobody in that 5 month kayak expedition, nobody mentioned climate change. And today you go to all those same communities and they're all saying climate change, rising sea levels. You know, they're talking about resiliency, how to make their communities adapt to these changing climates.
Yeah. So what were the years of that expedition again?
It was May through September of 2002.
Huh. And that was starting?
We started in Provincetown, Massachusetts, on the tip of Cape Cod.
Yeah.
And we followed the shoreline of the perimeter of the Gulf of Maine all the way along, you know, the north shore of the Cape, along the 17-mile New Hampshire coast, along the whole Maine coast, up around the Bay of Fundy, and finished at Cape Sable Island, Nova Scotia.
Wow. That's a trip all of us should make.
Oh, that's great. Natalie and I talk about doing it again in the next, you know, couple of years, maybe.
Oh, that would be interesting, like in the 25th, do that again, and yeah, just see how the conversations have changed.
Yeah.
With the communities. And but what's your impression of, like, from the biology perspective, like what changes are you seeing that you'd expect to see if you redid that?
Boy, so many changes. When we did the expedition, we saw exactly one sea turtle, and now down in Cape Cod area, there are, you know, sea turtles are, I won't say common, but it's something that it's not surprising when you see it.
Yeah. Is that the leatherback mostly,
yeah,
or there's a couple other species?
Leatherback
too, right?
Was the one we saw, and I think leatherback's the one you would expect to see.
Yeah.
Certainly the bird species have changed. Well, the numbers have changed. There's far fewer today than even 20 years ago.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.